Before we begin, I just want to mention one last thing from yesterday. We spoke about the inyan that Shabbos is the inyan of Emunah. And as the Doiris continue on and on, the Doirisam, there's a concept of Ador Vador Emunasai, that the Emunah, the Midah of Emunah, is getting stronger. And with that being said, so Shabbos is getting stronger. And we said that that's due to the fact that Anoichi Hashem Elokecha Lo Yilecha has a special connection to Kol HaTorah Kula. Everything is Nichal Nos to Devarim, Diburim that Hashem said. And I found, I just want to mention it, just that it should be on the Maram HaKoymes, but it's not in front of you. The Ramban in Parsha Shmos in Perek Chaf, Pasuk Yud Gimel, he writes, Ma'amish Desinyan, that Shabbos is Nichlal B'Shtei Mitzvos Rishonos. To Nichlal in Anochin Lo Yilecha. Ki Hashemir Shabbos Meil HaMaisa Bereshis, and he's Moide B'Mitzvos Anochi. And so therefore, Hamachadlo is Machish B'Maisa Bereshis, and he's Moide B'Kadmas Ha'olam L'Hachish Mitzvos Anochi. Just to recognize the centrality of Shabbos in our lives, and that Shabbos touches on the Mitzvah Anochi, of which we said that mitzvahs betelu la'asav lavo, because everything will become bottled to that anech Hashem Elokecha. So I just wanted to put that into last yesterday's shir, and on the heels of that inyan from yesterday, let's begin this topic which flows from that to this to today's shir. The idea we're speaking about, that there's a nitzchis that Shabbos Kodesh has, and there's a gvura and a kivush that Shabbos Kodesh has, that as the doyers continue to go on, that Shabbos is getting stronger. And we're going to see today, Mitz Hashem, that's especially true for this time of year, in these weeks of Tammuz and Av, and in this Tkufa in our history. It's tied into what we said yesterday, but just from a different perspective. Let's continue with the Maram HaKoyves here, according to the Baal HaTanya in Torah Or. The Baal HaTanya writes that when the Torah says, Ois hi la'olam, it's chaser vav. And it goes back to the Gemara, which we've been speaking about. B'Shabbos nitna lehem betzina. This pnimius of Shabbos, which he says is the neshama yaseir of Shabbos. Of course, that's what the Gemara tells us. Bein yuvim b'nei Yisrael oisi lo'aylam. Gam b'zman ha'golos she'em b'samikdash kayam. V'loi kohen gadol v'loi navi. Hakol ne'elam mi'itano. We're in a state of hester panim me'oid. B'chol zois ha'Shabbos me'ida alinu sh'loi kein hu. Shabbos has a way to go into the Hester Panim and to be able to show that although we have nothing left, we still have everything because we still have Shabbos. The Degel Machon Ephraim writes, Yesh la seis eitzah hayu'utza lishmur Shabbos kehochasai, and through that to be masher the Shechina amongst us, ki hi ke'ein mikdash. It's like the Beis HaMikdash. Shehu gam kein me'ena l'mabo, which goes back to what we're speaking about. We're not done speaking about that. V'hu shirimza lanu ha-tayra es ha-shablis ha-doroysam v'ashi tevas ohel. It's a remez to the Mishkan. V'hu sh'amal ha-doroysam l'ashan dira shehu b'chinas diras ha-mikdash l'ayidiza yishkan ha-shem b'zecheinu. There's an idea called the doroysam, and there's a dira l'doroysam which is called the ohel. That Shabbos, even in a zman of churban, and oihel is not like a dira mamish, it means a temporary dwelling. That Shabbos is the oihel which we have, that even though there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's the oihel, there's the Mishkan which is called Shabbos. And this is the Doroysam Baris Olam. Shebe'em tzo'os ha-Shabbos yador b'neihem ha-Adam Baruch Hu, shehu bris shel ha-Olam. And then he writes at the end, Haynu ze ois hi la-Olam b'li hefsek afilu bizman she'ein mikdash. Shabbos has the din of the Mikdash, that there is no churban based on Mikdash on Shabbos. And as Pinchas writes in the next Maram HaKoyves, Shabbos Malkasa, he really brings this out by Pratius. Look, Rabbi Yisrael, look what we do every single Shabbos. We know that the Lamitas Malachas are learned out from where? From the Mishkan. The nearest Shabbos is connected to Menorah. The Lechem Mishnah of Shabbos is connected to Lechem Apanim in the Shulchan. The Seudas of Shabbos are the Achilas Kochim of the Kayanim. The Zemiras of Shabbos is the Shiras Halavim. The Big Day Shabbos is the Big Day Kahuna. The Rechitza Lekavit Shabbos is Rechitza Zedai Maglam Shalakayanim. Everything in Mikdash lines up to Shabbos. Ha'avira ha'ne'ima b'beis shel Shabbos Kodesh, and the warmth and the ne'imas of Shabbos, which is shayr in the house, this is the k'toyres. And the Torah which we learn on Shabbos is the Aron Kodesh. U'b'merkaz shel kol ha'marechas ha'niflazo shel ha'kdusha, and what's at the center of all this? The kruvim in the Kodesh Kodeshim, from which the Shekhinah comes out of. Ashehe makbilim, they are parallel to what? Ha'rikshayis ha'myuchadim shel shalom ha'makayim b'bein b'zog b'shabbos. This is the harmony between the husband and the wife on Shabbos. That when that's correct, like the Zohar says, if a husband and wife have a discrepancy and a machlekes during the week, they have to come to terms on Shabbos Kodesh. Because really, it is that shalom bayis, which is shoyer between the husband and wife, which is considered to be the center and the bracha from which all these other kelim, which we go through on Shabbos Kodesh, revolves around. Which is why the nearest Shabbos, as the Gemara says explicitly, is the inyan of Shabbos Kodesh, is the inyan of Shalom Bayis. We enter into Shabbos Kodesh through the nearest of Shabbos, which is the Zachar and the Shamar, the Zachar and the Nekeva. Because that's a symbol that to get into Shabbos Kodesh, it has to come in through this inyan called Shalom of Shabbos, which is the Shalom Bayis. Because let's Ledira Sam, the Kedushas HaShabbos goes into the Dira itself. If it ain't Mokum Lahach B'zeh, because that's more Shalom Bayis here, not Shabbos here. So the Tiferet Shlomo continues and he says, Hagam Sha'amru Chazal. The Gemara tells us, "Kol hamisabel al Yerushalayim, zayche v'roya besimchasa." That the great Ma'il of Avelus on the Beis Hamikdash, but he writes, "Mikol makom b'Shabbos, he's potter mil his abel ochor min abayis." And as the Sfar Magdashim pointed out, we don't see on Shabbos Kodesh the Nusach, which we say in other Musafs of Yontif, "O mipnei chataseinu galinu miartzeinu." We don't say that by the Shabbos Musaf. Ki ikur Ma'ilus haBeis Hamikdash shiyehi ashchina shor b'Yisrael. It says, what's the Irkin Nekud of Beis HaMikdash? Is it the Bais itself? Of course not. It's the Shechinah Kedusha. If that's the case, Uvyam HaShabbos, Gam Ata Bizman HaGolos, HaShechinah Shoyer B'Sachinah. So what are we lacking already? If we have the Shechinah and Shabbos, we have what the Beis HaMikdash is all about. And the Teferet Shlomo takes this one step further. And if you go back to the top Maror Makomos in the middle column, he writes in Parshas B'Chukoisai, Mevur B'Kisvi HaRizal, Ki Gam Bizman HaZeh, even now, that we have no avoida, we have no carbon. Everything which took place on Shabbos in the times of Beis HaMikdash still takes place today, like we saw at length. Like the Sfasim has taught us many times, that it's like pre-Pagam Chet Adam Arishon. What is Shabbos lacking? It's kilu kol malachtecha asuya. Everything is good. Asher nachnu begolos acha kol yofa biitay. The Shabbos today is the same Shabbos as the ones of the times of the Beit Hamikdash. And he goes further. It's better today than it was before. Like we spoke about yesterday, it's better, but from a different reason, as we're going to see. Acharei ki kol yemei hashavua ein hayichud kitikuna. During the week in the times of the Golos, the yichud which takes place in the Olam is not the same. What that means exactly, that the yichud takes place in the Olam Yetzirah through Matat. There's many reasons why yichudim which take place during the week are not the same as they were in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. V'chim b'Shabbos hu b'yoyser se'es mi'bizban sh'Beis HaMikdash ha'ikayim. Shabbos is more precious now. V'hu b'shlemos ha'av ha'yoyser. Meaning Shabbos is more precious to the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's more precious to us because the week is so low. So when Shabbos and the Chol were on equal footing, so to speak, so there wasn't such a chiba yisayir for Abba, and for Abba for Shabbos Kodesh. But now that we're in such a deep chayshach, and there's such a deep golot, which is shayir on the veld, so on Shabbos Kodesh, there's an Abba yisayir which takes place, which even in times of Beis HaMikdash was lacking. And if that's not enough for you, he goes on in this next Maor Makom at length, and this is a very famous shtick, although people only know the remez, but they don't really know the whole Torah. As tirtze ha'aretz eshav seisah. In Parshas B'chukaisai, what emerges out of the Teichecha, he writes, "Haniru lefarish kavanas hakasav laharis goydul malas shem haShabbos b'zman hagolus kishebayim haShabbos yesh simcha lifnei Hashem yizborach." Like we spoke about, that in the times of Golus, now more than ever, there's a simcha which is the skala and Shabbos yoyser b'mizman shebeis hamikdash haikar. Why is that? Mishum shebeShabbos kodesh nasa hayichel lemal gam b'zman hagolus kihu kfiya v'kaima. Shabbos hasn't changed at all, like we've spoke about. Like he said in the previous piece, but he goes further. Then when he speaks about the klalos, the Torah says, "Tirtze ha'aris ha'shapsoseha, him have shayvsim hima l'ratzim HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'simcha gedola." Shabbos is a tremendous simcha during the galus, and as we say on Friday night davening, Rav Loch Sheves be'imek habacha, as he explains, Rav Loch Sheves be'imek habacha, that during the Yemei Hamitzarim, which is beginning on Shabbos, Bein Shivasa v'Tamuz, the Tisha B'Av, Hima Imek Habacha. Thus is the Imek Habacha of the year. V'Oz Rav Loch Sheves, Yoyim HaShabbos Kodesh Mihamitzarim, is Yoyisr Gadol Mikoyim HaShana. Rav Loch Sheves, Mipnei Shevimei HaChol Gadol HaTzar. Since there's so much Tzar and Churban during the week, V'Chein Shabbos Kodesh Nisraba HaSimcha L'Mala, as we say, V'Yim HaShvi Nis'alvi HaShavak Kisak V'Yidai, and Hagam Shebenei Yisrael Hima B'Tzar. Aval Hashem Yisbarach Ein Lebi Shabbos Kodesh Shum Tzar Klal. So if we get into Hashem's world, then there's no Tzar and Shabbos for us either. Nimsa Ha'olam Yizan Lil Mayn Shiyak Kol Echad Ve'echad B'Bnei Yisrael B'Yom HaShabbos B'Simcha. Ki Iker HaTzar Shal B'Nei Adam Tzarech L'Hiyoyis Al-Golas HaShchina. Get into Hashem's world. Shehu B'Chol Yimad B'Golas Ach B'Shabbos Kodesh Yish HaShchina Akhtarish HaGansim B'Simcha. Memela af anu yishlanu lismech b'mshabes kodesh ki bezeh anu goyimim l'mal l'simcha yoyisir l'Hashem Yisbarach Baruch Hu im anu b'simcha. So we have this concept of Rav Loch Sheves Habacha. And that's true mitzad the zman that's approaching to us now, which is the Yemei HaMitzarim. But even on top of that, mitzad the tkufa which we're living in. We're living in a tkufa right now of Emek Habacha. If there was ever a day and a time in the history of the world that's called Emek Habacha, that's today. And tomorrow will be in bigger Emek Habacha. And tomorrow will be in bigger Emek Habacha. Because in the Chitzonius, the klala gets stronger and stronger. But in the Pnimius, the bracha gets stronger and stronger. So those who can tap into that Pnimius of Shabbos, the more that we enter into this world of the Beis Ganazah of Shabbos Kodesh, we're starting to see that a simcha is emerging from the depths of Shabbos Kodesh with each passing Shabbos. And the Emi Yosef here, the Spinker Rebbe, he quotes from Ablebish Milanshut. He's going on the pasuk in the Teichacha, Kol Yemei Hashama Tishbois Eseh Shalai Shavsa B'Shabsis Heichem B'Shabas Chamaleha. That in your galus you'll have to make up for all the forgotten Shemitahs. So he teaches this pasuk to go on Shabbos. And this is how he teaches the pasuk. And that really the Tiferet Shlomo teaches along these lines elsewhere. Sheyihye lahem begalus shabbosim me'irim asher lo hoye lahem b'mei habayis. Look at the pasuk again. Kol Yemei Hashama, all the days of your destruction, which is galus. Tishbois, you'll have a Shabbos. Eisa sherloi shabso b'shabsi seichem b'shabat chamaleha. You'll have such a Shabbos that you never had a Shabbos like this before when you were sitting on the land of Eretz Yisrael. Ad kan zarev hakadoshim v'hu muvan im hanal ki yisron ha'or min ha'choshech daika. Like we said, les nehaira ela migay chashecha. So Shabbos is an or. And as the choshech thickens, memela, the or of Shabbos shines more bright. And what that means is that there were parts of Shabbos which we never saw before. Dahainu. That although Shabbos may stay the same, you could say that because it's Kviya V'Kayama, but when you take a candle and you put it into the dark, you start to see parts of the flame you never noticed before. So as the Choshech gets thicker, aside from the fact you can make the claim that the Or is getting stronger, but even if it's still Kviya V'Kayama, you're going to notice more parts of Shabbos which you never noticed before. And that's what's taking place now as the Choshech is getting thicker. The Or of Shabbos, because it's an Or, is getting stronger and stronger. Go to the top left. This idea of Shabbos in the times of Golos goes back to the original Golos, to the Makor of all Goloses, which is Golos Mitzrayim. Because if we follow the trail of Shabbos Kodesh and its relevance to Golos, we're going to find something very special. The pasuk says in the beginning of Parsha Shmois, "Eila Shmois b'nei Yisrael haboyim Mitzrayima eis Yaakov ish ubeisabo." That Yaakov went down to Mitzrayim with his family. And the Baal HaTurim here notes, and others swear him as well, Rabbi Nachman many, "Es Yaakov ish." Yaakov ish sofi tevis Shabbos. Leima l'chavish v'al Shabbos u'mila sheshamu b'mitzrayim nigalu. That it was in the schus of Shabbos and Mila in Mitzrayim that we were taken and protected in Mitzrayim and out of Mitzrayim. And Tikkuni Shabbos, he writes, Es Yaakov ish sofi tevis Shabbos shebizchus shmir Shabbos yorda shechina ima v'yisena l'mitzrayim kedei shebishvila yizku l'geula. Dahainu, that Shabbos is something which was given to the world at Ma'aseh Bereishis. And here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that Yaakov and Klaus were going down to Mitzrayim. So he took Shabbos and he said, if Yaakov is going down to Mitzrayim, I need to send down something with him that will be able to protect him there and to take him out. So Hashem looked around all the mitzvahs and he said, Shabbos, you're my guy. I'm sending down Shabbos into Mitzrayim. And look what happens there. Furthermore, the Gadolus, the Gedulas Mordechai, I don't know who that is. He's certainly greater than me. He says, Ve'elish Mois B'nei Yisrael Habayim Mitzrayimah. He says, Perish Kach. He says, Mikim Hanikroim Yisrael. Habayim. And he says, Habayim here is Natchikon Baruch Ato Hashem Mekadosh HaShabbos. So not only is Es Yaakov Ish Sofei Teva Shabbos, but even the word Habayim is a remez to Shabbos, and the Eitiv Lev says the same remez elsewhere. U'Perish, Mishuhu Shomer Shabbos Kel Chasol, U'Moida U'Mishabeach Hashem Yisborach HaShakidus Es HaShabbos, Hu Nekor B'Shem Yisrael. But look what he says weiter. Habayim Mitzrayma is Osios HaMitzarim. Hainu Shemishamir Es HaShabbos Af Be'es Shehu Ben HaMitzarim. In our personal lives, but not just our personal lives, it's the tkufa bin Amitzarim. If he's pushed and he's tempted to be mechal Shabbos, it doesn't have to be mamash mechal Shabbos, but to be lax in kedushas Shabbos on his level. And afal pichin, he's omi ben Yisrael, and he finds a way to be shomer Shabbos and be mesameach and Shabbos. That's a yid. Dos is a yid. Ve'aleihem yikayim kol hashiras ve'abrachos. Now take a look at the Tefera Shleimai. He's the tzaddik of the day. B'schus HaShabbos Yisrael Nigolim. K'mo Shehim Si Moshe Rabbeinu B'mitzayim B'atzos Al Par Leimar. We find that Shabbos came to the rescue of Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim. It wasn't just a nice marmokum to Bala Torim. Right? It actually happened. Because what happened? That Moshe approached Paro and he said to him, as a medrash, Efshir Poyel Ovi B'malach HaTamid. You're going to wear them out. Noisin lahem menucha. They need a day of rest. Give them one day of the week. And he chose Shabbos, which is why the Medrash says, that's the pshat, Yismach Moshe b'matnas chalko, that he chose Shabbos. V'kavanas Moshe b'inu haya, ki b'schus ha-Shabbos asher himsham yunigolim. The way that he presented it to Paro was very chitzonius. Give them a day of rest. That's not what Shabbos is about. Shabbos is about the pnimis of Shabbos. So Moshe Rabbeinu was able to disguise Shabbos and give them a day off, give them off Yom HaShvi. But really, he was alluding to that in this chus of Shabbos Kodesh. Because again, Shabbos Kodesh is an inyan of Maisa Bereishis. And Hashem sent down Shabbos into Mitzrayim. So that in this chus of being Shomer Shabbos in Mitzrayim, he'd be able to awaken the Geula. And as he continues, V'chin ha-yom yikar ha-gulu hu-nasa b'Shabbos, k'mo sh'om b'zmir Shabbos Kodesh, oyavi Hashem ha-mechakim b'vinyan Ariel. That if you're in Hashem's world, you'll find the Sisu v'Simcha. I'll just mention parenthetically that that's the pshat that Yaakov brought down Shabbos into Mitzrayim in a disguise. Ishu beisubo. He disguised Shabbos Kodesh as just a day, which is shaykh to the world. It's a ma'aseh bereishis to g'day. But Moshe was able to take that chitzonius and that levush of Shabbos, start to be megale, the pnimius of Shabbos Kodesh. That's the secret that the Zohar says that Yaakov is milagbar and Moshe is milagaf. Yaakov is considered to be the chitzonius, and Moshe is the pnimius. Because Yaakov is able to bring down the chitzonius of Shabbos just to get it in. But once he got it in, Moshe picked up where he left off, and he was started to be megal to the pnimius of Shabbos, which eventually led to the geula. Now the Chassam Sofer goes on from there, and he tells us where else do we find a remez to Shabbos in Mitzrayim, based on the Tosfos and Arvei Pesachim. The Tosfos writes that the word parech, which of course is the Avodas parech, in Atbash, in the reverse letters, is the letters Vav Gimel Lamed, which is Gematria Lamed Tes. So Tosfos says, this is a remez to the Lamed Tes Malachos of Shabbos, and how the Mitzrayim, they slaved Bnei Yisrael with Lamed Tes Malachos. So what you see from here, the Hainu Negemash Hifli B'chasel Shebechos Shabbos, Nochel B'Mitzrayim Lamed Tes Malachos. So we see that the Avodas Parech is a Bechin of Lamed Tes Malachos. That's called Shibud Mitzrayim. So therefore, Geula Mitzrayim is an inyan of Shabbos, which is why Leil Pesach, we mentioned yesterday, is called Shabbos. What do you mean? Why should Leil Pesach be called Shabbos? Why isn't Leil Sukkot called Shabbos? The Teretz is because you have to get credit where credit is due. It was in the Schus of Shabbos that Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim. So Pesach can't take credit and say, I took you out. Pesach has to say, if you want to know what I'm about, call me Shabbos. Mimachar Asa Shabbos. I am called Shabbos because everything I have is because Shabbos went down with Bnei Yisrael to Golis and to Mitzrayim. With this, we can understand the Gemara. The Gemara tells us in Shabbos Kof Yiches, Am Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yosi, Kol Hama'aneg Es HaShabbos Noisin Lo Nachala B'loy Mitzarim. Shabbos is called the Nachala B'li Mitzarim because the Pasuk says, Az Tikana Al Hashem V'Hachalticha Nachalas Yaakov Avicha. So we can ask ourselves, why is it called the Nachala B'li Mitzarim? Why is it called Nachalas Yaakov Avicha? The Teretz is like we said before. Who brought down Shabbos into Mitzrayim? It was Yaakov Avinu. And so what we have is a Yerush of Shabbos, which goes back to Yaakov, which is Anachala B'li Mitzrayim. B'li Mitzrayim means without Mitzrayim. It also means B'li Mitzrayim, which means it's able to defy the days of the Yemei HaMitzrayim. Adrabah, not just to defy the days of the Yemei HaMitzrayim, but that the Shabbos is during the Yemei HaMitzrayim and that Choshech of that Zman are an inyan of Rav Lach Shabbos B'Imik HaBacha. If you take a look at the story here, on the bottom right, the bottom of the page, the Rebbe the Baal, the Armali from Kassan, that he was once spending a Shabbos B'Yemei HaMitzrayim in one of the foreign cities, and he made tish there, and the Hasidim came after the tish, and they danced kanog by the Rebbe. So the Morda Asa turned to the Rebbe, and he said to him, Hayitochin B'Yemei B'Yemei HaMitzrayim, Lirkaid, you're dancing, this is the 3 weeks, have you forgotten where you are? So the Rebbe said to him, Derech Tzachos, he says, Shabbos is called a Matana. Everything comes back to that Mar Makom. And the halacha is, the Gemara tells about Metzia, Ube Matana Leka Dina de Bar Metzra. There's a halacha that if a person is selling his field, so the neighbors right next to his field has first dibs in the field. That's called Dina de Bar Metzra. The people who live on the Gvulos, they have first dibs. So he said, Derech Tzachos, that since Shabbos is a matana, the halacha is if you're giving it as a matana, you're not selling, there's no din de bar mitzvah. So since Shabbos is a matana, like a din de bar mitzvah. There's no din of Bein HaMetzayim on Shabbos. And you know, this is, look at the halachas. In the halachas, it would appear that Shabbos Chazon and the Shabbos Bein HaMetzayim, they're very difficult Shabboses. People don't really change, you know, you take off the pareches and you have to wear weekday clothes and so on and so on. But what's emerging from the minhagim, from the halacha is, especially from Talmid Baal Shem, is that it's not true. If you're in that world, you're just in the chitzonius of Shabbos. But in the pnimius of Shabbos, Shabbos is getting better. So it's not just a pshat that you don't do things on Shabbos different than that's called like a chiddush of bizyon Shabbos. No. According to me, the Baal Shem, Shabbos is better during the 3 weeks. Because you're in touch with the emunah and the simch of Shabbos, which is emerging that or from the pnimius. It's not just what has been miskabel already everywhere that we don't touch Shabbos, we don't do these things anymore that the Shulchan Aruch talks about. But it's better according to me, the Baal Shem. Adarabba, you should dance more than ever during the Shabboses of the 3 weeks. Because there's an inyan of Rav Lach Shabbos B'Emek HaBocha, that or and that simcha, which emerges from within that chayishach. And to conclude with the Medrash and Vayikra Rabbah, Amr B'chiyah Baraba, Tov Molik Hafnachas, that's called Shabbos, Mi Molik Hafnaim Amal, Elu Sheshus Amihamaisa, Teide Lecha Shekein, Ein Yisrael Negolin, Ela B'schas HaShabbos. And that's really, like we said yesterday, that the Ner Shabbos are leading to the Ner Tzion, that Shabbos is that Ner, which is leading us mamash to the Geula. Like we say, Hinga Alti is Chamacharis Kereshis, and in the same way that Ge'ula Reshis was in the Schus of Shabbos, it's certainly true that those who cling to Shabbos Kodesh and to the Pnimus of Shabbos, L'Bizeicha, not just to their own personal Ge'ula, which is Nafshi L'cha Ge'ala, like we say on Friday night, but for Gans Klai Yisrael, we should be Zeicha to see that day, with the Eskoyal Tzedek, and we have a Amen.